This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing.
Okay, some of us are tearing up after just a few notes. Andy Williams died last night at 84 after a battle with cancer. Hawaiian Wedding Song was just one of his hits. In over 7 decades of music, he had 18 gold records, 3 platinum. His voice provided the soundtrack for films like Love Story and Breakfast at Tiffany's, with the mega hit Moon River. Don't worry, we're going to play it. He was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. He never won one, instantly diminishing that award in the eyes of many, I'm sure, because Andy Williams' music was the soundtrack of their lives, with hits like Can't Get Used to Losing You, the number 2 song in America in 1963.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you.
Then came the Beatles. Andy Williams moved to television, where his family Christmas specials became the country's Yule log. He and his family moved to Branson, Missouri in 1992. He built the Andy Williams Moon River Theater, performed 6 days a week, 9 months of the year, delighting audiences with hits like Days of Wine and Roses.
The days of wine. Child at play.
In 2009, Andy Williams published a memoir, Moon River and Me, and released a CD, The Very Best of Andy Williams. We spoke with him in November of that year. Andy Williams, a big part of your television show, which aired on Sunday nights until 1971, was the new talent you discovered. There were those kids called the Osmond Brothers.
Osmond Brothers, my father saw them on a local show, and he said, you put those boys in your show. And I said, yes, sir. And I'd introduce them as the Osmond Brothers, the same age as my brothers and I were when we first started singing. And literally, the switchboard lit up because they just loved these kids.
Yeah. You worked with Michael Jackson when he was in the Jackson 5. A guy named Elton John got his start on your show?
First appearance on television or anything, I guess, in America. You know, I was lucky because he became so big.
As did you, although always with a sort of I'm not that big a deal kind of attitude. And in reading your book, we realize how real that is, in part because your dad used to tell you you weren't that big a deal.
Yeah, he did, even though that was a dumb thing to say to a young kid.
It was painful, yeah.
In the long run, I think that thing about you're not as good, so you have to work harder. I worked my butt off all the time to get as good as other people. And on my television series, I worked very hard to make sure that I knew this stuff so well that I could get out and be very, you know, calm about it and easy and relaxed.
Well, and there you are rubbing shoulders with Sean Connery. You say to yourself, I can't believe I'm playing poker with James Bond. John Glenn, John Lennon, Judy Garland, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra. But your deepest friendship seemed to be with Robert Kennedy, and that passage in your book brings back a lot of memories for people.
It was hard to write.
Oh, it's very hard to read about the day that he died. You were there. In fact, you were the only one there with Ethel in the hospital afterwards.
Claudine and I both were.
Your then wife, Claudine.
Yeah.
And sang at his funeral. And then we do now remember that we saw, Andy Williams with Ethel Kennedy for the following decades. It was such a close friendship.
It was, and it was, you know, they tried to make a romance out of it, but it wasn't. It was just a good friendship, and I loved Bobby, and I loved Ethel, and I loved all the kids. And
It was a true friendship. How did it change you?
He had asked me if I would be a delegate from California for him, and I said, yeah, I'd love that. And about 2 weeks later, I called him back, and I said, you know, I don't know whether I can do this. He said, what do you mean you can't do it? I said, well, I'm a Republican. And he laughed, and he said, that's okay if you'll do it. I just go down and register as a Democrat. And then when I become president, you can go back to being a Republican if you want to.
But you seem to also, in the way that Forrest Gump or Woody Allen Zelig seems to show up at different times in history, you were there. Many painful. I'm thinking then of standing by your ex-wife, Claudine Langer, when she was on trial in Aspen, was it?
Yeah, Aspen, Colorado.
For the shooting death of skier Spider Savage. I don't want you to comment on that. Obviously, you really were very supportive of her. But more comment on, did you ever find yourself saying, how did this happen? I'm a kid from Iowa.
Well, I always felt that way all along the way, you know, that, my God, what am I doing? How could I, you know, be sitting next to Bing Crosby and singing duets with him on my show?
I whispered, be true to me. And she sighed, she
was muy simpatico.
Man, the skies have turned too great because we're far apart.
Yeah, it was always all surreal in a way that I couldn't believe that I was actually this lucky.
Yeah, well, it continued to sort of be surreal. You opened the Moon River Theater in Branson, Missouri, down there with ahead of a lot of the artists that eventually moved there. And then, as we said, had this sort of comeback a couple of times in Britain.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, it was surreal in that, you know, I had a couple of hit records that were, you know, songs that I had done 40 years before. And they suddenly were found in TV commercials. Kids loved the commercials. They called disc jockeys all over the UK, asking them to play the record of that guy singing on the TV commercial. They didn't know who I was. And suddenly, I'm a hit all over again with kids. So when I went over to do a concert, you know, the next year, half of the audience was 60 and half of them were 16. And it was just really weird because the kids would scream and yell, and then the adults would love to, you know, joined in too, and it became, you know, one of the best tours I've ever done.
Well, how's the voice holding up? Because we know you lost it. You had one of those nodules?
I had a node. on my vocal cord, which I got from singing when I had laryngitis, but I figured I could sing through it, and I know I hurt myself when I did. I didn't sing for about a year, and I didn't talk much, and it healed up all by itself and was good as new.
I hate to do this. It's like asking an actor to go into character, but can we just hear that remarkable voice, just a few notes, maybe the beginning of Moon River? Or is there...
Moon River, wider than a mile. I was just taking a nap, so I'm really not up to
What's the key, though? It seems so easy. Did you vocalize? Did you...
I never vocalized in my life. I just never took a lesson in my life either. I just always sang. It just was natural for me to sing. It's natural for all of my brothers, too. I don't know. It just was easy.
So, Andy Williams, do you realize that you are as good as the rest now?
Well, I finally came to the conclusion in writing this book that I probably was as good as the others, after all.
Andy Williams, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Oh. Andy Williams, he died last night in Branson, Missouri at 84. Here's that song we can't shake today.
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.